well, I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio.
Oh, 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 oh.
Woo!
Woo!
It just gets better and better.
So much fun.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday, John.
Happy Friday, Sarah. How are you?
It's always good to see you.
Always. It's my pleasure.
It is your pleasure.
It is. And Aaron, it's good to see you too, brother.
Hey,
oh, wow. Aaron is
contain
like,
that excitement.
I know. Woo. Aaron,
always screaming
top of
at
his
us.
Game.
Screaming.
Just clearly just woke up at 4:30.
I'm working here, guys.
Yeah.
That's true. Thank you. We love you, buddy.
Yeah, we love
Happy
you.
Happy Friday, everybody. It's good to be back. Sarah, let's see here. Where do we start?
I know. Well, first of all, I just wanted to say that I updated my website.
Oh, good.
I have not updated my website in a while. You are so good about that kind of stuff, and you always have new videos all the time, like on Instagram, and I'm like not good about it. And so I was like, man, people were complaining because I had done a couple shows this year, and like they weren't on my website, and they didn't know.
Oh.
So they were like, please update. So
yeah,
I did.
With the tour dates and whatnot.
Yeah, so all my new tour dates are on my website.
That's good.
And I also added two new links on my website, like two new headers.
Okay.
I figured out how to do it all by myself. I'm pretty proud of myself.
Oh, see that.
So one is podcasts.
Boom.
Which is us.
Yep.
So there's a link to this podcast and then the one that I do with Rob Riggle.
Got it.
And then there's one for Cat Bandanas, which is now
that's
up
right.
there. And then just regular merch and then more videos.
Well,
and
good.
Stuff.
You got to do it.
You
gotta,
have to.
I mean, it almost feel like it's dumb, but it's a necessary evil because if you don't have your own website, then people go like, well, you're not a real person.
Yeah, I know.
But then again, no one even goes to them hardly ever. They go to their own Facebook or they look you up on Facebook.
Yeah.
Or whatever it is, but I updated mine not long ago, and I already don't like it.
I know, I don't, you know, and my agents all the time will be like, you have to, you know, you need to put out more videos, you need to do, and I'm like, I'm not good at that.
Yeah.
I'm good at stand-up. Like, I'm good at writing stuff. Like,
mm-hmm.
I've never really met a comic that mm-hmm. was good at both.
No, it's...
You're either yeah. one or the other.
Right. It's hard to do both well.
I mean, either you're an incredible marketing person.
Yep.
And then you're good at comedy, or you're really good at comedy, and you can kind of do that.
Yeah.
You can stand on your own, and it's just you.
And
never...
even these YouTube stars
mm-hmm.
who are doing well and making lots of money, and will occasionally go to a comedy club, and well there. But then again, people walk out going like, oh, it's not what I thought it
no.
was.
No, and then it hurts comedy because people go to a comedy club for the first time,
and they see
or they
that.
Go, well, I can't just come every week, and I know I'm going to see a good show.
Right.
So it kind of deters people, and sometimes people don't ever come back to
that's
a club
true.
Because they had one bad experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's a similar, you know, for a restaurant. You go to a restaurant and you don't enjoy the food, you don't go back there.
Right.
I
feel like it's kind of like in the 80s when comedy hit its like high mark, like
mm-hmm.
it was like the biggest. It got saturated as well. Like
mm-hmm.
there were a lot of people who shouldn't have been doing comedy,
mm-hmm.
and there are a lot of places opening up comedy nights that shouldn't have been doing it, and people just got burned out. I think that's starting to maybe happen because of the YouTube stars and because
mm-hmm.
of it, where they're just putting, there's like a crazy psychic lady who comes in every now and then. she just reads the room. I'm like,
it
okay.
Is...
At a comedy club? Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, come on,
I
man.
I mean, unless you're admitting that it's a joke.
Yeah.
Then I'll go sarcastically if you let me in for free.
Do you have any dates coming up that
you
want to talk about?
Yeah, let's see here. Well, I've got the most of, well, let's see here. I'm probably on a cruise ship right now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be on a cruise ship. I'm doing the old country music cruise.
I'm so jealous about that.
You need to. I'm going to hook you up with these people.
Both on there.
I'm going to hook you up with these people because you're going to. It's right up there with you. Holy
we
crap.
Should both go on there next year, and we should do this podcast from there.
I just typed in because I accepted this deal a long time ago, and I don't even went back to look to see who some of the people are. But here I'm just the Oak Ridge Boys, Patty Loveless, Ronnie Millsap. Ricky Skaggs.
These are like all the people.
Joe Diffie.
That I've been play. I play for you on my
no.
phone all the time.
Right, and I guess
oh,
they just
Ricky Skaggs.
They also. I guess they just added Foxworthy because Foxworthy's on here too.
Oh.
Yeah. So I guess I'm not the only guy doing comedy now. That's great. Good. As long as I get paid the same. More time off for me. Yeah. Oh, I'll be doing bingo night now.
Oh, I know, right?
They're
yeah.
I just got demoted. Don't even know it yet. It's the first time I looked at the website. But yeah, it's a lot of fun.
And wow.
Chuck Mead and his Grassy Knoll boys are like this. They're kind of rockabilly country, but I love them a lot. And there are these dudes who do Elvis tribute. There's like four dudes who do Elvis, and they're like from different time frames of Elvis's life. So you got like a young heart-throbby Elvis, and you got an old fat Elvis.
Oh.
And there's four of them together. It's like the Beatles of Elvis, Elvi. But it's great. We're going to we'll start in Fort Lauderdale, go to Key West, St. Thomas, Half Moon Cay, and you know,
ooh,
just
fun.
Be lots of music and comedy and fun and beaches.
The Oak Ridge Boys, like
right?
A boom up, a boom up, a boom up, a mile out.
Yeah. Silver, Hemingway. Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I used to. Oh man,
love that.
They have so many good songs.
I'm probably on a cruise ship right about now.
Yeah. Okay.
And I appreciate y'all listening.
Appreciate y'all.
Yeah, I'm having a drink for you right now.
Yeah, this would be.
I'm holding up my fake drink.
I'll just say February, I'll be in Reno.
Okay.
With Dennis Miller on
again?
February 10th. Yeah. Mm. And then the Aspen Comedy Festival.
Oh, nice.
I'm sure a lot of our listeners live close to there.
Of course. Their second homes are there.
Yeah.
Where in when in Aspen? Do you know when the date is?
That's the
is it in February,
20th?
You said?
Yeah, 22nd through the 24th, I believe.
All right. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
I haven't heard much about that in a while. I didn't know they were still doing the Aspen Comedy
Festival. They're still doing it?
Okay.
Yeah, I'm excited because I get to go snowboarding.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll be in Lake Tahoe in March, so I'll get to go snowboarding
there.
Oh, my
goodness.
I'm pretty excited.
We're going to have more dates pop up. What's your website?
It's just Saratiana.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just JohnRape.com.
Not just John Reap.
No, that's true. It's JohnReep.com. No just, nothing, just JohnReap.com.
Creepy Reapy and the Teepy.
Oh, my God. I knew I should have never said anything about it. I was hoping you'd have forgotten by now. It's been a week. well, yeah, look us up. And by the way, you know, we love it when you rate us and review us on iTunes.
Yes, we need some more reviews.
Yeah, get on there, rate, review, subscribe, share.
Yes, it helps us just also know what we need to do right, what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong.
Right.
And also, we need some more personal questions. Me and John
That's
were just
true.
Like trying to thinking about it today.
Mm-hmm.
And if anybody has personal questions that they want us to ask, or any cool stories that you guys think
we should talk about. If you reach out to us, odds are we're going to say something about
you. We see everything.
Yeah, because we don't have any sponsors yet. So therefore, you will be our sponsor.
Yeah, you're our
sponsor. Will make you.
Yes.
We'll personalize it for you. We'll pick one of you and just say, you know, this person asked this question, give you a shout out. Whatever you want, man.
Speaking of sponsors, that's what I wanted to ask you about was alcohol.
Oh. Yes, and.
Because you drink, right?
Are you kidding me?
I know.
You have another one? My other one's called Brink and Duddies.
Brink and Duddies.
Me
no
and my
way.
Buddy Kyle would just get drunk.
That sounds so fun.
That's what I got. Hey,
that sounds fun.
It's fun. But yeah, what you got?
I was going to ask you, what your favorite cocktail is. Like your cocktail of choice.
Okay, well, I have a pre-show and a post-show beverage.
Okay.
Pre-show, I do sugar-free Red Bull and vodka.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I like to get both going.
Yep.
You know?
Uh-huh.
Sugar-free, well, I'm a Metro Jethro watching the carbs. It has zero carbs in it. You got the guarine, taurine, the energy, vitamin B.
Yes.
And the alcohol.
Yeah, the bat doo doo.
That's right. The bat doo doo, right? Guano.
that's what guano.
Jim Carrey loves it.
Guarine is.
Yeah. Right?
It is.
I know it was in the Pet Detective, the second one.
Yeah.
Yep. Guano. You want that dookie so bad you can taste it. Yeah, that's a quote from that movie. What else? That's a pre-show beverage.
So post-show.
Post-show, I like to go a little I like to go whiskey.
Okay.
I'll do the Jack and Diet Coke, which I've dubbed the Jack and Diane. Sometimes I'll say, just hand me a little ditty.
Little ditty.
There's two clubs that know when I say little ditty.
Oh,
okay.
I love that. I've always wanted to name a drink.
Yeah, mine's little ditty.
Yeah. Ah, man, yeah. See, I'm just a whiskey and club soda person. Like,
do you have
just
a poster
drink that.
pre or post drink?
I will have an energy drink, but usually I won't have alcohol until the second show.
Yeah, yeah.
So I got to pace myself, depending on the week I'm having. Sure. I'm having about, if you see me drinking in the first show, you should make sure you give me a hug afterwards.
That's right. And buy a damn cat bandana while you're at it.
Yeah, give me a hug and buy a cat bandana because I'm a sad, sad person. But no.
Well, you said
sometimes
whiskey?
You just need it. Like, or sometimes I've had too much coffee during the day. Like if I've been writing all day or something,
right.
And then I'll be all shaky.
Yeah, yeah.
So then I'm like, I need an alcohol to just calm, so I don't.
Just see, just calm
because
down
when people see you shaking, they think you're nervous.
Right.
But sometimes it's just that I've had too much coffee or I've had too much Red Bull.
It's this caffeine addiction.
Trying to wake up before my show, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
So yeah, sometimes I can go to the gym and just wear myself out enough to do that, but sometimes I don't do that on the road as much.
So you like an energy beverage without the alcohol, and then second show you said whiskey?
Yeah, I'm going to usually, or bourbon and soda, but you, I like that Bullet bourbon.
Oh, that is good stuff.
Yeah, I like the Bullet, or like Knob Creek.
Knob Creek is great.
Yeah, Basil Hayden.
What is it?
Basil Hayden.
Is that also a bourbon?
Yes.
Okay, not had that one yet.
Yeah,
Basil Hayden, where's that from? Kentucky, if it's a bourbon.
Probably Kentucky.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done a tour of any of the distilleries?
We did Jack Daniels when I was little.
Okay.
But no.
That's fun. And I think I may have told this story. Cut me off if I have.
No, you told us about the lady that
yes, okay.
kept saying
I thought
like,
so. The bunghole. She kept saying bunghole a bunch of times.
Yeah.
And it just made me laugh. Yeah. Because that's what you call the hole in the barrel. It's technically called the bunghole. And, you know, everyone else under 30 doesn't know that. Just laughs every time you hear bunghole. And,
If you haven't heard that episode, make sure you go look
that one
it
up.
I think it's probably got the word bunghole in the title.
It might. But I do enjoy Bullet. I enjoy... I was having actually some Knob Creek this past
Ooh,
weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was in Liberty Township, Ohio, which is like the Cincinnati area.
Mm-hmm.
There's a Funny Bone there. It's been around maybe 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
It's new, so it's got that new club smell.
Oh, like, a new club smell. So it doesn't have a it smell like
puke.
Puke.
Doesn't smell like that.
And it doesn't bachelorette parties.
Doesn't smell like it. And the people are nice. Like the staff's even friendly.
Ooh. Oh, because they haven't been there too long.
Been jaded
yet.
Yeah. Not too many comedians have ruined it for us yet. So it's nice. You should go if you ever get a chance to do that one. It's very very good. But while I was there, there was a club right next to it called the Roosevelt.
Mm-hmm.
And they have lots of crazy like old school bourbons and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And people, because you go there right after the show, so
mm-hmm.
you know that's where the people will go that just saw you. That way
yeah.
your free drinks go up.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, let's get that guy. Oh, come here, hit me guy. And then before you know it, you're drinking for free all night.
Oh man,
so I had some Knob Creek for free.
By the way, I forgot to tell you this, but and I hope he's listening, man. I have totally forgot his name. I feel like it starts with a J. But he's from North Carolina, close to where you live.
Okay.
And he's like, I know that dance club where the guy thought you stole his wallet or whatever. And he was telling me about that.
Yep.
He just happened to be in D.C. the weekend that I was there. And he came to my show and he was like so nice. And I gave him like a Carolina Panthers bandana.
Wait, the dude?
No, not the dude that's,
got it.
I thought,
okay.
no.
Some guy
not
who
the,
was listening to
yes.
this.
Yes.
Got, okay.
Yes, yes, much, much nicer, much more attractive, actually, guy.
yeah.
But I was like, what a small
so
world.
Why didn't
you
steal
know?
My wallet?
He was like, I'm so sorry that happened. That's not a representation.
Oh,
I was like, no, I know. That's definitely not a representation of...
Right.
Of where that
that club's still there. That's it's
a honky tonk bar.
I forgot the name of it, but it's got a little. It's got a mechanical bull right in the middle of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So you know,
yeah.
That's always good stuff.
It's a good
you
sign.
Know, you're gonna see a bull. You're like, all right, this will be good for at least 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
At least. Because someone's gonna get on that bull. It has no business being on that damn bull.
Right.
You know what I mean? You get the ones guys who brag. They can stand up on it and ride it like a surfboard. Like, okay, sit down, dude.
Yeah, then turn
got,
that up higher.
Then you got the drunk chick who has no upper arm
no.
strength but thinks that she can hold it the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, face plant right on the head of the
bull. Yeah, or the girls that, like, just try to hold on with their knees and be all sexy about it. And I'm like, jeez.
Yeah.
Well,
classic.
Yeah, because you remember that, what, Rhinestone Cowboy? Wasn't that where they rode the bull all the time?
Possible.
Oh, that was Urban
You're
Cowboy.
About Urban Cowboy.
Urban
yeah.
Cowboy.
Rhinestone Cowboy was a song within that movie, I believe. Just Rhinestone Cowboy. Bling, bling.
Yeah, that was at Gilly's. Because a few weeks ago, Mickey, when I was in D.C., Mickey Gilly got in a car accident. He's okay. But we ended up talking about how my friend John Rich has that saddle from the movie.
Okay.
So that.
Oh, he does.
The disco ball saddle.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, that's good.
So it's a disco ball shaped like a saddle. So anyway, I'm hoping that if we go to Nashville this year for the festival, we can do a live podcast. And I'm going to try to ask him if we can do it from his house.
Whoa.
Because then we can like
That'd be cool.
Really see the sights and kind of give everybody like a little explanation.
Even if
and stuff.
We don't do it live from his house, he should at least invite us to his house.
He will.
To do a tour.
He will.
And we'll do an interview. Like, you know, I'll bring my little Zoom player.
He might not want us to interview.
Okay.
But... he's almost always having a party there, so it could be kind of cool just to record something there. So I'm going to get on him about that in a little bit. But the reason I was asking about alcohol is because Tennessee is actually, this is just some fun news.
All right.
They're trying to pass a bill that would sell, that would ban the sale of alcohol to first-time DUI offenders.
What?
Which is pretty ridiculous. But because of this, people started talking about, oh, this is a prohibition bill. And then they started talking about other crazy laws about alcohol in other states.
Okay.
And that was just kind of fascinating to me.
It is.
Did you know that in Alabama, alcohol labels can't be too sexy?
What? Are you kidding me?
Alabama, so that means they can't have an animal on it.
It also means Right Said Fred can't buy anything there. They're too sexy for this label.
Everything
too sexy for my label.
I'm like, what classifies as...
That's interesting.
What is a label out there that is sexy now where they're like, well, we can't sell that here. That's just too sexy.
Yeah, I'm not going to think of some maple syrup that's kind of hot.
You can.
Yeah, right. But I mean, really, first of all, like, it's like the word porn, you know, didn't Larry Flint go all the way to like the Supreme Court about like, this is what you can't define it. It's not really definable.
Oh,
like what
right.
is sexy to someone might not be sexy
True.
To someone else. So that will never pass. That's dumb.
Well, that is
a
law.
It's already passed?
That, in Alabama, it's already a law.
It's not enforceable.
But yeah, I don't think it is enforceable. Yeah. It's kind of like, it's up
let me,
to
let me
your...
check your pants. You lock this label a little too hard, buddy. Take it to Thailand. Well, we got some medicine and a plane for you.
I'm just like, what is on a label? Like for me, like just that the wine that's called Cupcake, I'm like, that's pretty sexy to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like yeah. It says Cupcake, I want to buy it just because it says Cupcake on it.
Yeah,
that sounds delicious.
See, what I mean no one thinks Jack Daniels is hot.
There's not a person on there.
A label?
Someone
Google sexy labels. See what happens.
Sexy.
It have to be alcohol labels.
Sexy
alcohol. I guess, is it liquor? Liquor.
a label.
Hard liquor. Oh, my God.
Ooh. Now we're talking. Maybe just the words hard and liquor make it. Okay, so that's here we go.
Can't even buy it.
There's some wine that's called Juno that has like pinup girls on it.
Maybe because it's if you can buy it at a grocery store, like it's like a Playboy magazine. Remember back when Playboy magazines you could buy in the regular stores, but then they had to put the little
paper bag over it.
Yeah, well, like, yeah, when you if that's true, if you had it delivered to your house, it would come inside of a paper bag,
right?
It's like, okay, I know what you're buying in there. You come out with a a plastic paper bag, and one hand's got a bottleneck, and the other one's a magazine.
Yeah,
I know what this guy's doing.
Paper, plastic. You know.
Yeah. So
paper, plastic, and latex. Yeah, I don't know.
That's
like,
interesting.
So there's really not that many. Like there's.
There must have been one that someone said like, "We're gonna make a law now."
You know, there's always one.
There's the one that calls the law to happen.
It is usually just probably like a naked body. I don't know. There's some.
What about the St. Pauli girl?
St. Pauli girl.
Yeah, ooh, Aaron just chimed in from the corner
the
over
Hawaii?
There.
St.
No,
Pauli. Oh, no
it's
the
German. Yeah.
That's right. Oh, she does have a big bosom.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm. So I typed in liquor, so I should have just typed in alcohol, and then maybe.
Yeah, what about that Well, it's Captain Morgan's, as some people find him attractive, the way he's standing there all
ooh,
manly.
What if Jesus is on there? Some people find him kind of sexy.
With the wine, sure.
Yeah.
Maybe it's water, maybe it's wine. You don't know. Open it and find out.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not seeing anything really. So, okay.
That's interesting, though.
So if anybody has any out there that they think.
What's a hot liquor? Or beer? St. Paul's, you said. Is there some sort of Caribbean, maybe like a rum, where there's like a hot Hawaiian girl?
Oh, yeah. There's like that, like, what is that rum that has the word dick in it? Sorry, Miss Betty. I know you're listening. I'm so sorry. I should have said earmuffs first. But
well, no, if it's, hey.
It's like this, like, black, it's called, like, Pig Black.
It's not Malibu.
D-I-C-K. And it's like, no, I saw it, like, when I was in the Caribbean once, because it's like a label, because it's like this, a captain, and that was his name, you know, like,
captain
probably,
black
like,
dick.
Robert. Yeah, like.
Oh, boy. Or, I'm Googling that. I'm going to get me some black dick tonight. Sorry, Mom.
But everybody bought it because it said that. You know
maybe
what I mean?
Maybe there was a lot of white girls
it's a good
in Alabama buying a lot of this Malibu rum BD.
It wasn't Malibu.
Or just it rum, dark
big,
rum.
Big, black.
Yeah.
You know.
And they go, we're going to outlaw this. No more black penis for sale.
I'm sure a lot of those old white representatives in Alabama were like,
no more.
No, we can't have this.
Not
we can't have
state.
Them liking this more than they like us. So here's another one.
Let
like,
me get another good law.
In Oklahoma, anything with more than 4% alcohol has to be sold warm, even beer and white wine.
Over 4%?
Over 4% alcohol.
Has to be sold.
That's almost every
that's
beer.
All of it.
That's all beer.
In Oklahoma, you can't buy beer
that's cold. Yeah. Unless it's under 3% alcohol.
It must be like at a grocery store.
So like a wine cooler can be cold.
What was
thank
it?
Goodness.
So you can't drink it on the drive home, maybe.
Oh, hey, there's some logic in there, honey.
Maybe.
So if you go to a bar, because I've been to Oklahoma, and you can get cold beer. But maybe I didn't get it at a convenience store. Maybe it was at the bar, you know, at the club or something.
Anything has to be sold warm. And then maybe they, I don't know, maybe they give you something.
Is Louisiana on that list anywhere? I'm just curious because they would be the exact opposite of everything.
Yeah, no, it's not on here.
Okay.
It just the other one is in Indiana, bars and restaurants must also sell milk. Because if they sell alcohol, they have to also sell milk.
Wow. The dairy association is very strong there.
So, and then all the other laws are just about Sundays. You can't buy alcohol, which is like something we've known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. South Carolina was that way. You can't buy it on Sundays.
Yeah.
And there's dry counties. We can't buy it at all. And like my brother went to a school in Western Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Called Western Carolina.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Conveniently named, and they were a dry county, but it was a college town,
mm-hmm.
and so all these kids were like, "Oh, we can't," but they just need the next county sell a lot of booze. I mean, that's really dumb
because
you're losing all this money.
So much money.
Yeah.
It'd be like not selling it on a military base.
Yeah.
Like, that's not a good idea.
You're shooting yourself in the foot here, buddy.
Yeah, I know. I remember when we were overseas for, like, in Iraq and Afghanistan, you know, anytime you're downrange or in an active zone, there's no alcohol.
Because mm-hmm.
they always say booze and alcohol don't mix. And
right.
I'm like, but what's a kamikaze? You know what I mean? Like, or no, booze and guns or whatever don't mix. I said booze and alcohol don't mix, but that's not true.
But when you said it, I heard booze and guns. Wow, did you hear it too, Aaron?
Well,
maybe it's just in my head. That's weird, though. You can't 3%. I'm still focused on this 3%. It's got to be sold
4%.
Warm. Over 4%.
Over 4%. That's the law. I mean,
now,
again, it might not be enforced, but that's the law.
You said the one in Tennessee was if they get a DUI for the second time, you can't buy it at all?
No, so when you get a DUI, you can't buy alcohol for a year.
Right.
People could buy it for you, obviously.
True.
So, and if you get a second one, it's 2 years. And then if you get a third DUI, it's for life.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% against
some of that
logic.
So that's like, it's
that
like
logic.
Some sort of red line that goes on your license and they can't sell it to you.
Wow.
It hasn't been passed, but.
Two stories real quick.
Yeah.
One guy, he will remain nameless. Has gotten
his
several.
His name's Eric.
You're so close. No, he's gotten several DUIs, and after a certain time in this state, if you get too many DUIs, they give you when you get a license plate, it's yellow. So
no.
So cops know. Like, even if you're not drinking, that guy's got some DUIs in his past.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so it's a yellow license plate.
Right.
And this person also happens to do comedy. And he said, I just tell him I'm from Alaska. Because they have yellow license plates.
Yeah.
So I always thought that was a funny joke, but it's based on truth for that guy. another person I know in this other state.
You have really good friends.
I got some good ones. They have a thing they put in your car where you have to blow into it.
Oh, yeah. They have that here, I think.
Yeah, to start
it.
The car.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he has asked several people to come outside and blow in his car so he could take his car home.
Can you?
I'm like, well, that means you can't drive,
yeah,
buddy.
You're not the person.
I'm not blowing in your car for you.
I remember Kyle Kinane used to have that on his little truck here.
Did he really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, he talked about it in his act. I'm not calling him out or anything. But like he used to have that.
You're like, what's wrong? It's not starting. Oh, have you checked the motor? It's too much alcohol.
I gotta give it mouth to mouth.
I flooded it with alcohol coming from my lungs. I got a DUI once.
You did? Yeah, yeah. I was gonna ask you.
Long time ago.
Uh-huh.
I was 21. Uh-huh. 21 or 22. It was my first year at North Carolina State University. I was coming back from a fraternity party,
mm-hmm.
so I was the designated driver there, mm-hmm. Which also meant I was supposed to be the designated driver back home, and I said I would drive these guys back, and then we're talking six guys in one car,
uh-oh.
And I had been drinking a little bit throughout the night, mm-hmm. obviously. I blew a .10 right when the law changed from .10 to .08 in North Carolina. The cop who pulled me over said, a week ago, I'd let you drive out of here, but now I have to take you.
0.10 is a lot.
No. 0.10 is
that's a lot.
0.10. No. Well, now it's 0.08 in most states, 0.08. But back in the day, I mean, it didn't always be, it used to be like 0.20.
Yeah.
I mean, you think of 1.0 is a lot.
I feel like 0.20, like you can't stand up.
Oh, there's people have blown twice the legal limit, which is a .16. Yeah, now. So, yeah, 0.2.
You were pretty
messed
up. But a .10,
honestly, they can't test for tolerance. And that wasn't my first beer ever.
At 21?
Yeah.
Jonathan.
I got started early. Mom, turn it off. But no, I wasn't drunk. I didn't. The cop said it a week ago, you could drive out of here. And so my friends, they were the ones drunk. I got pulled over, mm-hmm. because the guy sitting to my right was sitting like on the gear shift.
Oh, dear.
And he kept falling on me.
No.
And the cop was picking off people right and left.
Yeah.
And so I remember being in jail with a lot of people I saw at the party. Like, they're all in this, I'm like, yep, you too, huh?
The party's just continuing.
Like, oh, here comes Sarah. Yeah, I didn't think it'd get you. And then it was everybody's in there.
Like, you too.
I did see one of the funniest things ever. There was this one guy who wasn't at the party.
Uh-huh.
And this dude was like, you know, he was up there. He's probably my age today. But he looked like Axl Rose. All right? So imagine.
It might have been Axl Rose.
Could have been. It's a skinnier Axl Rose. And they had that straight line in there. You have to walk a line.
Oh, yeah.
And this dude would walk it. Real fast, he'd walk it like five times right in a row, straight as hell, and go, how many times you want me to do it? Look at here. Well, I'll do it again. Bam. Straight as hell. Let me out of here. Like, it was hilarious.
You know, I memorized my ABCs backwards so that I could do that really fast.
Did you?
ZYXWVUTSRQPONMLKJHGFEDCBA.
That's good. I couldn't quiz you. Have you gotten it wrong?
Yeah.
But I memorized it.
Yeah, I memorized that backwards once. I've definitely, like... I haven't gotten one, but I probably could have a couple of times, you know.
I'm not condoning getting an Uber now. All the time,
yeah,
I don't even mess with it anymore.
Yeah,
after you get one DUI, believe me, if you're a regular person, you just, you go, never again. I lost my license for a year.
Yeah, it's got to be.
My insurance went way up.
Do you know in California... or in Los Angeles, if you get a DUI, they still let you drive within a proximity because public transportation here is so bad.
No kidding.
That they can't legally keep you from driving because there's literally no way for you to get to work in some places.
Interesting.
So you have like a perimeter
that
you can drive in, but if you're caught outside of that perimeter, I mean, well, that's what
when I got mine, there was another something similar, I guess, called a limited driving privilege,
mm-hmm.
which meant I could to get to work, I could drive whatever hours I would normally work, and that was it. And you didn't have a license. You had a piece of paper that said from the judge, it goes like, he can drive for as long as he's going to work or from work. From, blah, blah. Yeah, that's like a note from your teacher.
Yeah.
I pinned it on my lapel. But my, I got my little loophole was I had a job where my hours depended on how well I did.
Oh.
And so I said, it could be from midnight to, I mean, it's really all day. He goes, well, fine. So basically, my limited driving privilege was 24 hours.
Oh, my
So
gosh.
It really didn't matter.
Limited.
But it cost me a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't recommend
and
doing
time,
that.
And time. A lot of, like, time is so... Have you ever, like, do you have a... I mean, I'm sure you have a lot of good drunken stories. You set yourself on fire or whatever. But, like, have you ever... Like, I was just thinking of, like, the worst drunk experience I've ever had.
That you've ever had?
Yeah.
Do you know it? Or are you trying to think of it now?
No, I know it. It was in high school.
Okay. Can I hear it?
Yeah. What if
can,
I said
can
no?
Hear it?
Why would I bring it
up? I don't know. I felt like you were like wanting to hear mine first or
I
something.
I thought I would. Yeah, but then I was like, oh, I'll tell you this so that you'll have time.
You forgot that we were recording this, didn't you? Mom, you get the real Sarah's coming
I
out
know
right now.
My mom is going to. Well, my mom, I'm sure they knew. But I was like always in just say no. Like I never did anything.
Right.
And then my senior year, I was just so frustrated with like being so good all the time. Like I never have even had a moment where I still to this day haven't lied to my parents, you know? I mean, I'll tell them anything they want. If they ask me, I ain't going to volunteer information.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But like, no, I've never, but I definitely never told them about this. Well, they never asked, but I was at this party my senior year with my friend Jill Grove. I'll never forget.
What up, Jill?
Yeah. And she was like, you know, she wore like Doc Martens and stuff. And that was like this little rebel phase that I was going through. And so we went to somebody's party in Dalton. I mean, it was like, everybody was, it was like really the first time I'd ever had a lot to drink. You know, I'd never had a lot. They
you
were drinking tequila. Yes, tequila. And
I'll bet you there's some sexy labels on tequila.
Just everything, know? And I had no idea. And I was like just so intoxicated. And I was staying the night there. But then somebody handed me a bong.
Oh,
and
no.
I thought it was a drink, and I just turned
no,
it
didn't.
Up.
Oh, no. Oh. Did you immediately?
That's everybody's reaction when I tell them that, because I've also never smoked out of a bong still to this day, so I have no idea what it would really actually. But it, I mean, I don't think I really, like, they were just like, no, 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 you know, like, they took it away from me. And I was so dry. I don't really remember. I didn't throw up, but it was all over me, right?
Okay.
And I had to go to the work the next morning at the Nike outlet. And that was the only clothes. I had my uniform.
You had to crash there.
I had.
And get up the next day and get ready to go to work.
I had to go to work. I had to be at work so early, like 8 a.m. And I smelled so bad. And I remember, and I was so hungover. And I just stood in the corner all day. And I was just like, people would ask me stuff. And I'm like, I don't know where it is, you know. And I just, I just smelled. And I remember taking off those clothes when I got home and putting them in the bottom of my hamper, thinking, oh, my mom won't notice.
No, it'll never smell.
She'll never notice
it. These dirty socks.
I know, because I didn't know how to do my laundry yet, you know, so I couldn't just like, so,
oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that was horrifying.
Your mom never said anything?
She never said anything.
She
probably will now.
She never said anything, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she probably definitely knew.
Georgia Sue.
Yeah, Georgia Sue is going to be.
Well, hey, you know
Georgia
what? That
upset.
Was an accident. You weren't trying to smoke weed water.
No, I didn't smoke anything. I only drank it.
You were just trying to have some tequila.
Yeah. So
if at that age and you're mixing all that stuff, it wouldn't have mattered if that bong water, you probably would have, felt like crap the next day anyway.
Oh, yeah. It was just, definitely had a lot of throw ups, hugging the toilet kind of nights, you know.
Of course.
But like, I remember
a rite of passage.
One time I was in New York with a bunch of my girlfriends, and we were all doing, this is when we did Hot Box. I don't know if you remember that.
Well here's what I know what it is. Hot Box is when you would go to the bathroom in high school and smoke a cigarette as fast as you could.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought hot boxing was something else.
Well, it might be. I mean, you know, he didn't know what shag was last week.
Well, I thought hot boxing was like smoking in a weed in a car.
There's that
so
as
that
well.
Everybody gets yes. high or something. I'm not sure.
Now that you say that, I've heard that as
and
well.
And I've also heard that it's farting in the car and making everybody smell it.
I'm sure that's that as well.
So any kind of odor in the car where the windows are up, apparently.
A hotboxing a cigarette is like, if you do it fast enough, the ash won't have time to, like, it'll just be like a red frickin' spear. Yeah, and it hurts.
So we were all-girls, like, comedy. We did stand-up and sketches.
Yeah.
And we also, like, did little songs and dances. And so we went out to do a Gotham.
Yeah.
And we were all staying in, like, some apartment because we didn't have enough money to stay at a hotel. Uh-huh. And the apartment had no furniture. We were just, like, sleeping on the floor on towels. And we had, me and a couple of the other girls had gotten there before the other half of the girls. So we went to Little Italy and we drank so much red wine. And in the middle of the night, I got up and I thought I was in the bathroom, but I was just in a bedroom and I threw up all over the wall.
Oh, man.
Red wine on a white wall.
Someone else's apartment.
Someone else's apartment.
White wall. White towels.
Yeah, just
white shoes.
A
white
mess.
Horse.
Yeah, just the worst.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
So did you, how does the story end? I mean, did someone go like, hey, why are you puking on the wall?
Oh, somebody
that's not the bathroom.
Helped me clean up.
Yeah.
I have no idea. I don't remember,
man.
You know?
That's
the blessing of when you're drunk, like you can't even help.
Not my problem.
I don't even know. You're like, you just feel so much better because it came out.
Thank God I didn't have to deal with me.
Right. Yeah.
I remember, here's one for you.
Mm-hmm.
This was like a college party. And so there's people, and this is like someone's house.
Mm-hmm.
So there's lots of people there. Mm-hmm. Everyone's drinking. I was dating this girl. So we had kind of snuck off to one of the bedrooms.
Mm-hmm.
We're playing a little kissy face. Okay.
Oh, Miss Betty's going to hate this
episode. I said kissy face. And, you know, we're just writing love letters to each other.
Uh-huh.
That's all.
Uh-huh. And, coloring.
that's right. And then I hear on the door, I hear, psst. I'm like, that's an odd noise.
Uh-huh.
And then I open the door, and it's one of my friends who is drunk and doesn't know that he's peeing on the door. He thinks he's in the bathroom. And he was just pee going down the side of the door. And when I opened it, and it started like, Jah! And he just kept peeing. Now, the guy who owns, the owner of the house sees it, and he runs over, and he's mad as hell.
Oh, yeah.
And these are both two, like, alpha males.
Oh, no.
The drunk one and the guy who, and it's like, oh, you don't want to see these two yelling at each other. But everyone kind of stopped to see what this other guy was going to say to the drunk guy peeing. And he's like, what the hell are you doing? You know, get out of my, you know, this is my door, and I'll pee right there. And the other guy looked at him and goes, drop and give me 20.
What?
He just said, he didn't say, I'm sorry.
No.
He didn't say, well, he just said, give me push-ups.
Give me 20. Probably more beers
and
is what he wanted.
And then it was just kind of like, just grabbed him and put it in the bathroom. But
I
just love drunken moments like
I
that.
I hooked up with a guy. I told this story in my act, but I told it on Ferguson too. But this is true. I was in Miami and, you know, this guy, we woke up together the next morning in my hotel room, and he said two things to me as he was leaving. The first thing he said was, I'm sorry, I peed in your closet.
Oh.
We were so hammered the night before. So he thought my closet in the hotel room was the bathroom. And he peed all over, like, my shorts and my clothes, like everything.
Yeah. Well, at least it wasn't your closet, but your stuff was in there.
And my stuff
that's still not a victory.
And then he went out, he left, and then he came right back in, and I was like, oh, maybe he wants to, like, take me to breakfast or something. And then he said, did I leave my skateboard in here? And
skateboard?
Yeah. And I quit drinking the next day for like 2 months. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
I quit drinking for 2 months. I was like, this cannot happen. You cannot pee in my closet and ride a skateboard. Yeah. Like, and then one time my friend Ben.
And then if he had asked you for $20, that would have topped it off.
Yeah.
And can I get $20?
And can I have $20?
Yeah, what high school did he go to?
Exactly. Exactly. You know, he was like over 30. That was the other part that was embarrassing.
Yeah.
And like somebody was like, somebody made a reference one time to, they're like, what about that skateboarder you hooked up with? And I was like, He wasn't like a pro skateboarder. Used a skateboard as transportation.
He wasn't doing ollies and having. Yeah. He was just trying to get home.
Yeah. Oh God, it's like so. And then one time, there's another story. This just keeps reminding me of stuff.
No, we can do this all day because I got another one ready to go when
you're
done.
Chamber. Yeah. So when I was working at Six Flags in college. I was dating this guy who was like one of the stuntmen at the Batman stunt show.
Okay.
So, yes. And he was like a professional motocross rider or whatever. We all got really drunk one night. And I was like, I'd stayed at his house. And I woke up and I had peed the whole bed, like on him, on the bed, and I kept blaming him. It was you.
Why did you pee on me?
He's like, no. And he's like getting me up and he's changing the bed.
Oh,
he's like washing everything. And like I had to, it was like one of those like goose down covers. You can't just throw that in the wash. Like I had to get it professionally dry cleaned. And apparently I had walked into
his roommate's room. Oh, this is his place.
It was his place that he had a room. So he had a roommate, and his roommate was married. And so I walked into their bedroom, totally in the buff.
Yep.
Sat in their bathroom, like with the door open and the light on, just naked peeing.
You're just peeing.
In front of them.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night. No idea. And I'm like, how could it be my pee if I also went to the bathroom? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, but we.
So that's a valid question.
I think we had been playing some drinking game with beer, you know? And so it was just like.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Like, where you're just like.
Well, how long ago was this?
That was, 15 years ago.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, a long time.
Oh, that's great, man.
Just
I'm happy. I'm happy to know these things about you. I like you more. That is great.
Wait, tell me yours. You got to have some story where you peed on yourself.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I do.
Creepy, repeat, pee-pee.
Oh, yeah, it's in a teepee the first time. I'm drinking my teepee in my teepee. You remember that. Oh, I forgot who that guy was and made it up, too. What's his damn name? Because I don't want to give him a shout-out. He'll probably like it.
It so sounds to people like we're drunk right now because I'm just giggling so much.
Actually trying to really think of a good, like, I know I peed myself. I got an opposite one of that. Yeah.
Okay.
Look, it happens.
It happens.
There's a whole logo about
it. Yeah, it happens.
There's a whole saying.
Uh-huh.
It happens. Well, this is man.
Oh, man. You do not have to talk about this.
No, I'm not going to be gross about it.
I could read another story.
I got one after that because I'm sticking to the theme.
Okay.
Of things coming out. College bar. It was called the Cantina, and it was like a college night, so beers were really cheap. And at these college bars, the bathrooms are the worst situation.
Oh, my gosh. And there's usually like one stall.
One stall.
Like, there's a zillion people in here.
Yeah, and the door hardly shuts.
Yeah, of course.
There's no blockade. There's nothing. You just open the door.
Yeah,
there's
a toilet. Ask the people playing Golden Tee to watch out for you.
It's not the place you want to sit down.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Now, I'm standing in line. There's always a line. And I'm like, it's going to happen.
Oh, no.
It is going to happen.
Oh, no.
And I got to figure out where to do it. And I'm like, well, I'm third in line. I'm like, okay, that's nasty. Okay, I guess I'm already planning on how I'm going to make this happen in this nasty bathroom.
Uh-huh.
And I got second in line, and, you know, time ran out.
Oh, no.
And I just turned around, and I walked over to my friends. I go, I'm out of here. And I went home. Yeah. I didn't hang out with it.
I thought you were going to say,
no.
I told my friends, and then they bought me around, and they were just like, sorry, buddy.
Right, I should have changed it.
You didn't even go to, like, into the
bathroom. I didn't want to get nasty, you know?
You didn't go into the bathroom and just, like, take your underwear off, throw them away, and then just keep going.
No, because I figured even then, it's an ordeal taking the shoes off.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, you're right.
It's like a lot of stuff.
You're right.
I'm out of here.
And also, if you're in a
There's girls in here. I can't be.
If in a bathroom for a long time. No, at a bar like that.
Yeah, especially
people
the
are
dudes.
Like, what the fuck?
Open the door. What are you doing? Shitting in there? No, I already did that. Cleaned it out of my
I did it out there.
Yeah, I did. I did that out there, buddy.
Yeah. No, I've never done that, but I have peed myself a couple of times, like thinking you can make it home, you know? And I always like say this thing, like when I really have to go, I'm like, the grass is green, the sky is blue, the grass is green.
Oh.
Like I change my mind to like think of something else. So just keep repeating grass is green, sky is blue, like over and over again. And I kept trying and trying to do that. And I remember I did that one time. And of course, I didn't have leather seats. I had like those
the soaked up things.
The
cloth
seats, and you're just like, velvet. Oh, this is going to take forever. I imagine,
Here's one that turns into a fight, fisticuffs.
Okay.
So another college party. These are the worst, right? Uh-huh. College party guy, his parents go out of town, so he has a party. Now, this dude having the party is, he ended up playing baseball for a rival college, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he had invited a bunch of his baseball buddies to his party. And he also said, well, hey, some of my old high school friends can come too. So we didn't really like this dude,
mm-hmm.
but we're like, we'll go to your party.
Okay.
So there's five of us go to his party, and all his baseball players are there. Then there's a lot of this testosterone in the air, because Danny could tell that we didn't really like him, and his new mm-hmm. friends are like, well, we don't like your old friends.
Okay.
And then but there's lots of booze happening, mm-hmm. lots of cigarettes, there's some weed being passed around. Mm-hmm. And I remember I'm outside, and I can just feel something's going to happen, you know? Mm-hmm. Something's in the air. So anyway, I just walk outside, and I'm talking to a rival baseball player.
Okay.
And this dude's tall. He's the catcher, but he's probably
6'4". Wow.
Another ginger.
That's a big catcher.
So we're bonding over being gingers.
Okay.
You know, and we're having a little ginger talk outside, okay. smoking a cigarette.
Gingerly talking.
Yes, it's very gingerly out there. And I'm thinking, all right, this will be a new buddy. You know, I'm uh-huh. thinking, all right, well, I'll be the peacemaker. I can go out there and say, hey, have you met blah, 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 my uh-huh. friends, you know. Well, right about then, every crowd has that one friend who's the announcer who just comes out and goes, fight!
Yeah.
But he's not fighting.
He's never in the fight.
He just comes out leading the fight parade.
Everybody
excited.
Come and watch.
Yeah.
He's the guy that holds a video camera now.
So here comes Timmy running outside, fight! And then, it's my brother and another guy. My buddy Marty.
Your brother's in the fight?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
And another guy. And they come rolling out like tumbleweeds, like a Western where the doors just fly open. And there's pound signs and exclamation points. And,
yeah, yeah.
And there's, five different little batches of fights happening. Around, you know, my brother's in one, and my buddy Marty's in one, this guy over here's in one, and there's lots of them. And I look over to the dude, I'm like, dude, we got to break this up, man. You know, because mm-hmm. that's his friends against my friends. And I mm-hmm. said, we got to break this up. And I turned my back on him.
Uh-oh.
And then I just remember waking up.
Wait, so the ginger guy? No.
Sucker punched me in the back of the head.
What?
Knocked me out. I woke up with the announcer in my face going, John, are you all right? John! You got knocked out. And I'm like, what? What?
And I look up. Narrator.
Yeah, thanks. And I'm still laying there, and he's in my face, and I look over. I can still see my brother fighting. Uh-uh. The people are still fighting.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm like, we got to get the hell out of here. We're losing this one. And my brother, this one day, my brother, he's scrapping with this guy, and, it got to the point where he was just picking up rocks, throwing at him like that. I was like, get in the truck! And we all just ran, and we got the hell out of there. We lost that fight. My buddy Marty got knocked out. He got punched. His eye socket got broke.
No.
He had to go to the emergency room.
Oh, my God.
These baseball players effed us up pretty bad.
I just never, fights are just, I can't wrap my head around them. I mean,
it's that age, it's been in your 20s, a lot of testosterone.
Yeah, but I do like how men can just fight, mm-hmm. and then they're over it. Whereas women will just hold a grudge.
That's true.
If we would just fight or yell it out.
It might be over quicker.
Figure it out. Yeah.
Something about just punching someone else in the face or getting hit in the face, or at least getting it out physically.
Uh-huh.
It's like, all right, man.
Yeah, no, I don't. I've never needed to do that. But,
Wow, this has been
fun. Is it time?
I don't know. I think we're at 44 right now.
Oh, shoot.
48, says
Aaron.
Oh, my
God.
See, we talked
about
booze.
We didn't even get to all the other stuff I was going to talk about. Well, that's great. All right.
More for later.
Yeah. I mean, if we think of any more drunken stories.
Oh, I can.
Oh, I'm sure.
I'll probably come up with one this weekend. Aaron, we're going to hear some of yours, maybe for the next one, or if you got a good poop in your pants story you want to share.
I actually don't drink, so I don't have any of these stories.
Oh, well, look at you, Mr. One-Upper over there. You think you're better than me?
But he does have 3 DUIs.
That's weird. He drinks all that bong water.
Yeah, he drinks bong water. It's the only thing he drinks.
Well, hey, you're not missing out, my friend.
No, you're not. I consider quitting all the time, but then I'm just like, right now I'm like, I want some wine.
I know. It's so funny. The whole time you were talking about it, I was like,
What do I want to drink when I get home?
I think it's a lemon vodka left.
I'll have a whole liquor cabinet. Oh. I have to have it for when my dad comes over, you know, because alcohol's good for you. Remember?
That's right.
The schnapps, peppermint, you know, lowers your cholesterol.
Oh, that's right. He did say that. Hey, yeah. And he's, you know, he's kin to the general.
I would just say that he's an expert, you know, because trial and error is a scientific method.
That's how that's eventually you learn something.
Yes.
Or something is proven to be a fact.
Yes.
Right.
Just keep trying.
That's right, y'all.
And failing.
And keep listening to the Fried Podcast.
Please keep listening to our podcast.
And rate,
we always
review,
have so
and
much
subscribe.
Fun.
Yeah.
Tell us anything.
Any last minute thoughts?
No, I just want to say I'm thirsty and I can't wait to drink tonight.
We should do an episode drunk.
Okay.
Ish. Or drinking.
Okay.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
We did that with Bert on his podcast. Oh, but it wasn't ours. So we need to do one.
No, we need to do one.
We need to do one.
And then have Aaron can drive us around.
Or we could just tape it, you know, at your house.
Yeah, we'll do it at my place. I got my Zoom.
You got your Zoom, which is your recording.
That's on the to-do list. All right. You got SarahTiana.com. You got JohnReap.com.
Mm-hmm. And
look us up.
Fried Podcast on Instagram.
That's right.
So rate, review, subscribe.
And share.
Tell your friend. Tell one person this week, and that will help us tremendously. Tell one person to download it and subscribe, and you'll be our little hero of the week.
And like I said, we'll talk about you. We will talk about you.
Oh, yeah. Behind your back or on here, we'll talk about you.
You pick it. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
And the radio world, a lot to see the sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child, and no mother's love.